88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Yeah. Till somebody say,
you stand.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord and all of his host. And once again, thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station, KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM Monroe. I'm your host, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Outreach Broadcast Ministry, a well-rounded broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to minister to the whole body of Christ, primarily in these end times. That's right, preparing God's people for the coming of the Lord. For had the thief, or should I say the good man, knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. As a matter of fact, get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor. Let them know that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is on the air. That's right, my brothers and sisters. It is time for the saints to be perfected. For the Bible says that when the Lord comes back, he's coming back with tens of thousands of his saints. On that note, we're going to ask Minister Mildred if she so kindly will to share a scripture with us, and we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Coming from Luke 7 and 22, then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today. We come to you, Lord, thanking and praising you for this beautiful day that you've let us live to see, a day that we'd never seen before, but a day that we are just happy to be alive, to be able to say thank you, Lord. A day that we're just happy to be alive, to tell you thank you, for truly you're a good God. And we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor today, God, because we know there's nobody like you. Lord, there's nobody like you. And Lord God, we just want to thank you, God, for all the things that you're going to do. Lord, for the things that you've already done. Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you.
Hallelujah.
Truly, God, we can just go praising you all day long, and it's still not enough. Hallelujah, because you've been that kind of good. And we thank you today, God. We ask you to look on your people there. We ask you to look on your people everywhere. Lord, don't forget about the Philippines over there, Lord God. Those poor people during the typhoon incident. Father, we know that you care about them too. Those are your creation too. And Lord, we're praying for them. We're praying for just the whole masses of the people there.
Yes,
we're praying,
Lord,
that even the other country all over the world,
yes,
would send, Lord, help and do and extend. Just, Lord, have mercy, God, today. But truly, God, when you see all of that, we know that we're in the end time.
Hallelujah.
And we're asking you to have mercy upon us all,
right
here,
now,
even in America, Lord,
yes, Lord,
that you would,
God,
just bless our country to know,
yes,
Lord God,
Lord,
that your coming is so close,
oh,
Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord,
that the wicked, Lord God, will turn around, God,
hallelujah,
before it's too late.
Thank
Lord
you,
God,
Jesus,
that the one that have backslidden will find their way back to you.
Yes,
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
have
Jesus.
Mercy upon your people everywhere, Lord,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. To all of our listeners near and far, we're throwing the high five your way, saying a hearty God bless you to each and every one of you out there on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Certainly, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, there's a songwriter that says it could have been me.
Oh, yes.
With no food, no clothes. It could have been me in the way of a typhoon. It could have been me in the way of a hurricane or a tornado. It could have been me in the way of the murderer, the rapist, the thief, the robber. But somebody can say, oh, but God.
Oh, but God.
Oh, but God. And we're so thankful today, amen, that God has afforded us this opportunity to come to you wherever you might be hearing us, at your hospital rooms, your places of confinement, behind prison bars. We want to let you know that God is still in charge. Yes, there are many horrific things unfolding around us from day to day, Minister Mildred, but God is still in charge. And Jesus Christ is coming back again, and he's coming back to judge the quick and the dead. And he said he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. Yes. And the truth of the matter is, the time is far spent. We must awake out of our slumber. We must awake out of the drunkenness of this world. That's right. There is a spirit that is overtaking the mind frame of God's people. And it is a spirit of a lethargic spirit that makes us lazy in the things of God. But my brothers and sisters, it is time to be about our Father's business. We must be about his business in such a way as to go into the hedges, the highways, yes, and byways, and compel men to come. Excuse me. And I tell you what, God is going to be holding us accountable for what we've done. As we said before, we've heard parables, Minister Mildred, where he took three distinguished gentlemen, and he gave them all talents. And two of them used those talents to completion. The other one sat down on what he was given. And it would be safe to say that many saints of God are sitting down on the Holy Spirit that God has placed down on the inside of them. But I must be honest with you, brothers and sisters, you're going to be held accountable. Minister Mildred, there are going to be people held accountable for them sitting down on what God gave them to do. But I tell you what, there is an antidote. And we're going to go back over this, Minister Mildred. Me and you were speaking about this, and we have been sharing this even with the congregation, and we're going to share it, amen, with our listeners on today, to let them know that the secret, the true secret of success in the things of God, is based upon how we feel about God on a consistent basis. I know people say, well, you know what? We're human beings, and as human beings, you know, we ain't going to always be feeling it and this, that, and the other. But you know what? I believe you can feel it if you make your mind up to feel it. Again, the Bible clearly tells us, as a man thinketh, Minister Mildred, in his heart, so is he. No, it doesn't mean that you're a robot. And a robot has no choice but to operate up under the director or the programmer in which it made. Well, you know, we were designed by God, but he does not make us do anything. But Minister Mildred, we're going to go back to the 34th Psalm, Psalms 34, because the Lord shared this in my spirit. We shared it, amen, with some of the brothers and sisters in our congregation. And we want to share it with God's people, a psalm that came from David. That's right, David, the little shepherd boy, the one that understood the true essence of how to please God. Now, if you really want to be blessed in the things of God, if you really want to get to that place where God is pleased, because, again, God is not a cosmic Santa Claus that we get. You know, even children in their infant stages and as they grow, you know, it's getting close to Christmas time right now. And you know, one of the things, Minister Mildred, children that are looking for Christmas presents, what are they going to be doing to mom and dad right about now?
Well, you know, they're going to be very nice to mom and dad.
They're going
to
be sucking up big time,
yes,
ain't they?
Yes, and they're going to be very obedient because, you know, Santa, you know, in their mind, some of the people telling
those that understand that even though Santa ain't the real deal, they understand that mom and daddy is the real deal.
That's
so,
right.
So the closer it gets to that festive time, they're going to be on their P's and Q's.
Amen.
So they've already been programmed to act a certain way during a certain season. But let me tell you something. As children of God, when the word of God was shared to Timothy and the Lord told him through the mouth of the Apostle Paul, he said, be instant in season and out of season. That means that when it comes to God, it ain't something we can turn on and off. And I think that's where we're missing the mark at. We're having so many stories of how, amen, that, you know, we turn God on and we turn him off. And when we don't feel like it, we just turn him off. And when we feel like we need something, Minister Mildred, then we turn him on.
Hey, amen, Bishop. And that's the nature of a man, a human frailty. But, you know, spiritually, we have to always stay connected to the things of God. Because in the natural, in this body, you know, naturally, you know, you're tired sometimes. But, you know, we have to press our way through and, you know, and do the things in this temple that will make it work. You know, it won't be so, like you used that word, how you say it?
Lethargic.
Yes, meaning lazy or can't. But, you know, that's why we have to take care of this temple. And that's a whole another subject. But the truth is the truth. A lot of time, too much of that going on in the body of Christ because we've failed to give this temple what it needs so that we can be able to be about our Father's business. We can't be about our Father's business if we're sick and all lethargic and overweight, obese, and undernourished, malnourished. So, you know, we have to take care of this temple so that we'll be about our Father's business. It's late in the evening. It's time to get it right even now.
Praise be to God. And the thing about it is, in the scriptures that we're going to go to, brothers and sisters, these scriptures are going to bless you because they're coming from the mouth of the King of Israel who had an intimate relationship with God.
Intimate.
And when you have that intimate relationship with God,
yes.
Let me tell you something. You don't have to have the approval of what somebody else thinks or says. That intimate relationships affords you the opportunity. You know, they have what's called in the United States government a hotline to the president. The red phone. I think when we used to watch Batman years ago, he had what was called the bat phone, and it was red. And whenever the mayor of Gotham City or somebody needed him, they could get directly to him. Well, living in the dispensation now that the Holy Ghost has come on the day of Pentecost, amen, there is a direct hotline to the Lord. That's right. You, in each and every one of you that are spirit-filled, born-again, baptized believers in Jesus Christ have been afforded that opportunity with a direct number to the hotline through prayer. And even in the Ancient of Days times when David had that relationship with God, Minister Mildred, he's going to share some vitally important secret with us. And it's very important that we understand this. Well, Bishop Townsend, you know, we get tired in this body. I understand we get tired. But remember this, the Bible says we walk by faith
and not by
sight. See, you're not going to always see what God's word wants you to see the way you want to see it. But you know what? You've got to be like Minister Builder. You got to be just like Gehazi. You got to get with folk that's going to push you in the right direction and not make an excuse for what's not happening in your life. You got to get with folk. Remember when God told Elisha, he said, listen, Elisha, because at thy word you shut heaven up from rain and I'm going to send rain back. And so God spoke again to Elisha, and Elisha said, go tell your servant Gehazi to go look. And he told Gehazi, Minister Mildred, go look and tell me what you see. You see, as a child of God, you ain't going to always feel this thing.
Come on.
You're not going to always see what it is that God's saying you can do. But if you get with the wrong folk, they will keep you in a state of mind that, well, just hang on in that. No, you got to get with folk that's going to push you and help get you in the right direction. Even in the boot camp, they got enough sense to let the man know that when they first went in there, they didn't think it could be done. But can you think that if the platoon leader was just a passive person to say, oh, well, don't worry about it, you're going to get there one day. No, they pushed the excellence out of that individual. That is why God labored with Peter the way that he did, because he recognized the excellence and he made no excuse for his inadequacies. But as the psalmist says, what does he say, Minister Mildred? Psalms 34. And those of you that have your Bibles, we want you to travel along with us. Psalms number 34 says what? I will do what?
I will bless the Lord at all times.
I will bless the Lord at some times. Because,
all times.
Because when I wake up in the morning and my sugar level is low, I'm just not feeling it. When I wake up and I'm experiencing these anxiety attacks, I'm just not feeling it. So I'm going to bless him sometime. Amen. When I wake up in the morning and I'm experiencing my monthly cycle, I'm a bishop, I'm not feeling it. I'm sorry. I'm keeping it real with you. But the psalmist said what, Minister Mildred?
I will. Bless the Lord.
He didn't say I might.
No.
He didn't say I might bless the Lord.
It's a sure thing.
He didn't say on the first and third I will bless
him. No. I will bless the Lord at all times.
When my Social Security check come, I will bless the Lord.
Yeah, if that's all times.
I'm waiting on this settlement to come in.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Once this settlement comes in, I will bless the Lord. No, the psalmist said what?
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise. Shall continually
listen,
be
in
now. My mouth.
Wait a minute. You can't speak victory and defeat at the same time.
No, you can't, Bishop.
Amen. And so that's the reason why I said you've got to get with folk that are willing to push you in the right direction. You got to get with folk that are going to let you know that it can be done. Not make excuses for the inadequacy. Remember when God got ready, Minister Mildred, to tell the children of Israel to go in and possess the land of Jericho. He sent out, Moses sent out 12 people. Did he not?
Yes.
And 12 people came back with a report. Now, the reason why he sent those 12 people out, because they represented leadership. And watch how important it is that if you ain't with the right folk that's pushing you in the right direction, it's going to cause you to fall out with God. 10 of them came back, and they gave the report, Minister Midget, and they said, we can't do it. I know God told us one thing, but he must have known what he was talking about. Because when we got there, we saw some big problems that came up against us. Minister Mildred, but two men stood up. That's the reason why you got to understand this thing right today. The majority does not rule. In the organization, the majority does not rule. In the denomination, the majority does not rule. Two men came back, Joshua and Caleb, Minister Mildred, and they said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are more than able.
Well, amen.
You see, when you're not letting the praise of God continue to be in your mouth and you're confessing the negativity, it will begin to overtake your mental psyche. And once it takes your mental psyche, then, you know what? It's easy for you to get with folk to make an excuse. What else does it say, Minister Mildred?
Number two, say, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
I'm not going to boast in what I got. I'm not going to boast in the things, amen, which God has blessed me with. I'm going to boast what God has done and can do. Minister Mildred, when David was confronted with the task of confronting Goliath, they wanted to know, what makes you think that you can do this? That's the reason why it's always good to stand on a positive testimony. That's how you keep the praise in your mouth at all time. David said, when I was tending my father's sheep, the bear came up, Minister Mildred, and took them out. And the Spirit of God came upon me, and I smote the bear. I smote the lion. Huh? See, he wasn't speaking about his inadequacy. He was speaking about what he said God had done for him. If we spend more time speaking about what God has done as opposed to what is not happening, why do you think the Word of God says this, Minister Mildred? Let the weak say that I'm what?
I'm strong.
It didn't say let the weak confess that, hey, I messed up and I can't get it right. No, I am the righteousness of God. And when you say it long enough, it will come into fruition and fruition. That's why he said his praise shall continually be in my mouth. If you want to get out of some mess, keep on praising God. Keep on blessing him. Keep on speaking what you are to be in the things of God. Let the weak say that I'm strong. Don't let the weak say that, well, I'm just going through. The Bible says we're more than conquerors. What else, Minister Mildred?
Amen. And to add to that, Bishop, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Meaning that, you know, we're to boast in the Lord, like you said, but there's so many today like to boast in themselves. And then saying,
when you say boast in yourself, be a little bit more clarified. How can Bishop Townsend boast in himself?
For instance, there are so many people give testimonies, but it's all to the glory, not of God, but of themselves, talking about what, you know, they did and what they do. And God is not pleased with that, because we're to glorify him and him alone. You know, we're not to get none of his glory. And when we get up there and always saying what, you know, you've done for this, or I've did this for this person, I've done this for that. No, that's not God. You're boasting in yourself, and you have to boast in the Lord. It's all about what God does, not what we do.
You know, when you said that scripture, it made me think about, not the scripture, but when you made that comment, it made me think about Matthew's chapter 6. And the Bible even says that when we do our alms or our giving or our charitable deeds or whatever it is that we do as unto God, it says don't sound an alarm.
Yes.
Amen. And many times what happens is people begin to miss their blessing because they want to toot their own horn. They can't wait for God to. The Bible says what you do secretly,
he will reward you openly.
Amen. And so, amen, there will come a time when God will reward it. But a lot of times is that I think what it is, we want the accolades, we want the pat on the back, and God ain't doing it fast enough. So we got to let folks know we blessed because of what we done. That's not pleasing to God.
And it's the same thing, Bishop. And it's really many times, you know, like for instance in the paper, especially where we come from in the Greenwood area, they will have newspapers where, you know, they will put your name in there if you wanted to. Or if you do something as a charity, you know, for a group of people during the holidays or whatever, you know. And so many times there was anonymous names because they understand and we understand that, you know, we don't want people to know what we're doing. But then there are so many that loves to put their name there and said they did it. But when you remain anonymous, you know, you're giving God the glory because God saw it. That's the main one you want to see it. So I would just, you know, give an illustration like that. God gets the whole glory when you do things like that.
The Word of God continually tells us that our soul will make its boast in the Lord. Now, there is a soul and there is a natural side of us, too. So the thing about it is, you know, I liked watching the movie The Lone Ranger years ago. And whenever the Lone Ranger did something charitable or good, before the people could come back and pat him on the back good, he was up and out of sight. And they would ask the question, who is that masked man? And then, you know, it would end, the Lone Ranger, you know. But the thing about it is, that same type of attitude is what God wants us to have. You know, Christmas time is coming up. And for a long time, they would have the Salvation Army bells out there ringing. Yeah, they would have the Salvation Army bells ringing out there.
Yes.
And this anonymous person, mm-hmm. every year, would make his way to various cities.
Mm-hmm.
And he would put gold coins.
Yes.
In those kettles, and they would never know what they put in there because he wanted to remain anonymous. And somehow, I think after year, he kept it secret for years and years. And I think, I don't know if he died or whatever happened, but.
Yes, that would happen, Bishop. The only reason that people knew that he was the one, he had got a diagnosed for cancer, and the doctor told him he wasn't going to make it. So Christmas was coming up. So he went and told the people all the years he was the one. But all the years prior to that,
he didn't say anything about it.
He said nothing about it. But he knew he was going on to meet, you know, the Lord. So he let people know that he was the one that.
Well, he didn't brag and boast about it.
He did not.
All of those years, he didn't brag and boast about it. Amen. And as a matter of fact, amen, he was a continual giver.
Yes.
He's a continual giver, and that's what the Lord is saying. When we are a giver, we are not to brag and boast about
saying.
It. That's amen. The Word of God says in verse number 3, what, Minister Meredith? Oh, magnify who?
The Lord.
Magnify the pastor with me.
No. Magnify the Lord.
Magnify the apostle with me. Magnify the bishop with me.
Mm-mm.
Magnify the prophet with me.
No.
Magnify the evangelist with me there.
Okay,
I'll tell you what,
the
magnify
Lord.
The choir with me.
No.
Well, how about the motherboard? Magnify the motherboard with me then. Magnify the Lord. Let us give him the praise that he is worthy. And when we think about the word magnify, it means to make large.
Blow it up.
Our God.
Yes.
Amen. Let's let the world know
Woo!
That the God that we Thank serve you. Is not and just a large. Figment of somebody's imagination,
yes,
but
yes.
he is the creator of the world. Magnify the Lord with me and let us. Yes, I know we say Jesus is mine. He's mine, all mine. But let us
exalt his name together.
You know, it's something about us because even in the divine words of Genesis, the Word of God says in the beginning, God said, let us.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So we become so selfish in our pleasing God. And we sometimes think that we are the only one that's doing it right.
Yes.
No.
Let us
exalt his name together. You know, even when man fell out of good standing with God and he ate of the forbidden fruit, Minister Mildred, these words still resonate. He said, the man has become as one of us. There's something about the unity of God. And I think that man has greatly swayed from that unity.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Verse number 4 says what?
I sought the Lord and he heard me.
I sought the pastor.
No, the Lord.
I sought the prophet.
Mm-mm.
I sought the bishop. And he heard me. I sought the evangelist and he heard me. I sought the minister. No, I sought the Lord. Sometimes you got to learn to eliminate the middlemen in your life.
That's a good one.
Sometimes you got to learn to eliminate the middlemen and women in your life and learn that there is a hotline that you can go directly to God yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, don't get me wrong. At the disposal of being a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ,
yes,
I make myself accessible, not affordable. I make myself accessible, not affordable. I make myself, Minister Mildred, accessible to the people of God.
Mm.
But I remind them that it is only my job to stand in agreement with your ability to access the throne of God also. Does not the word of God said, let us boldly go?
Mm.
Did it say let the pastors boldly go?
No, no.
Did it say let the apostles boldly go?
Come on.
Did it say let the bishops boldly go? It said let us boldly go. Look at that word, us.
Mm.
You see, when we learn to teach God's people from being codependent, and that's what happens with religion. Religion keeps us dependent upon the man. Relationship gets us to be dependent upon the source.
Thank you, Father.
I often tell this, and I tell this, Minister Mildred, and I say this because God weeps. Even when we began to talk about we want to see the move of God, but the truth is there are many people out there, they don't want to see evil done away with. They don't want to see Satan destroyed. They don't want to see the works of the devil done away with, because as long as they can infiltrate the minds of God's people using the devil, that is a tool used to bleed and to fleece the flock continuously. No, they need the devil.
My Lord.
They need his antics. They need the sickness and poverty in which that he's constantly perpetrating amongst God's people, because as long as he is available, they reap the profit. But I wonder how many of my mega brothers and sisters, if God told them, like the rich young ruler, take everything that you've got and give it to the poor. How many of them? You know what? I believe I can hear them saying the devil is a liar right now.
Mm-hmm. I know you hear it because that's all they're going after, stuff and substances.
Let me finish reading. I got about 4 minutes, Minister Mildred. I won't be able to go very long. But if you will, skip down to verse number 6. And what does that say?
The poor man cried.
Who?
The poor man cried.
This poor man cried, and what?
And the Lord heard him.
And what did he do?
And he saved him out of
it. He saved him out of all of his trouble. When you got the praise of God continually in your lips, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. God hears your cry.
Yes, Father.
He hears your prayer. Bishop Townsend will stand in agreement with your prayer. I will stand in agreement with your cry. God heard it. But quit turning him on and off. Don't praise him just when things are going good, Minister Mildred. Just don't praise him when things are, you know, when the children are acting right. Well, my husband, he acting right now. No, praise him continuously. And then it says, number 7.
The angel of the Lord encamping around.
You know what that word encampeth mean? He stays around you. Mm-hmm. You got angels watching over you. You got the host of heaven at your disposal. That guardian angel that has been assigned to your life right from the very day that you came into this mortal existence has been there coaching you. Now, he ain't going to make you do.
Come on.
But he will try to sway you to do the right thing, to move you in the right direction. The angel of the Lord encamped around them that hear him and do what?
Deliver them.
Number 8 says what?
All taste and see that the Lord is good. Woo! Blessed is the man that trusted in him.
Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Brothers and sisters, you got to get out of trusting religion.
Yes.
You've got to get out of trusting organization. You've got to get out of trusting, amen, titles and positions.
That's right.
They cannot bring you deliverance. Bishop Townsend cannot bring you deliverance. It is only the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Who is Paul? Who is Peter? Who is Apollos?
Yes, Father.
But servants. You see, we didn't blew these titles up too big for our own britches.
Yes.
We're more concerned about what we are called than what God has called us to be.
Ooh, glory.
Let me say that again. We've become far too entrenched in what we are called, what title we are called, than what we are called to be. And that is, we are called to be servants of the Most High God. Let me tell you something, and I say this to the glory of God. I don't need the title bishop behind my name. Now that I know what I know, I don't need it. For I much would rather exemplify the power.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it.
Paul said, I came not to you with excellency of speech and the enticing words and the wisdom of men, but I came in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Somehow we think.